listening to County Conversations, a podcast brought to you by the New York State Association of Counties. I'm Kate Pierce-Nims, NYSAC's Multimedia Specialist, and we're joined today by Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell. Our conversation will focus on the upcoming solar eclipse and how Chautauqua County is preparing for tourism and public safety during this once-in-a-lifetime celestial event. Now, a regular eclipse, that's pretty frequent, right? That comes about every like year and a half or so, like 18 months, I think is the exact. But this upcoming eclipse is a total solar eclipse, which sun is entirely blocking out the moon. Because we had an eclipse a couple years back, 2017.
Yep.
Visible from most parts of New York State there. So, but this one, April 8th, is totally once in a lifetime for us. County Executive, can you talk about when you first heard about the solar eclipse? And when did it start to like, become a huge preparation planning event?
Well, my director of emergency services brought it to my attention in March of last year, and, you know, kind of put it on my radar. And so, yeah, I've been in the fire service 35 years. Planning is always critical, even in leadership. So, we started moving down this path, and, you know, it's some people almost refer to it as like a, you know, is this a doomsday prepper thing? Is it, you know, are we looking at, Independence Day, you know, the first one that ran, is this, you know, what's really going to happen? Are they really going to invade? You know, and of course, you know, those of us who've been around since, you know, Y2K, there was all this frenzy, you know? So there was this, you know, question, pause, if you will, and okay, we're on it, but yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, I started doing events throughout the county, and we were at a ribbon cutting in one of our hotels, and somebody made the question, you know, what are your room rates? And they're like, oh, we're at $1,500 a night, and you know, we might lower it towards as the event gets closer. And I probably had whiplash looking around, I'm like, what? Now, this is a, you know, facility, maybe, you know, we're average. Regular rates about $150 to $200. So startling. And then the more this kept going, it was, you know, more and more intense. And, you know, dishes direct, you know, Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services started getting more and more involved. And my emergency services director was there from the beginning. You know, he's like, let's prep for this. Let's get ready. And, you know, we learned a lot in COVID, right? Different terms, phrases. So this one is the path of totality. You know, and Chautauqua County is the kickoff in New York State. Lake Erie, Chautauqua County is in the path of totality. We've learned that phrase. And so as we started to do some outreach and realizing, and really as early as September of this year or last year, people were still somewhat skeptical. It's like, we're really going to put that much time and effort into it? And, you know, we bought some supplies a unit that backs up our cellular service. So should we lose cellular service or internet, we do have a mobile unit we could, you know, hook up. I believe it links with satellites. So we aren't going to be without, you know, communication with the state for our emergency operations center. Plus it's just a good piece of equipment to have in the future. So we started planning all of these things, and lo and behold, you know, as we started to, you know, get closer and closer, you know, a lot of comments have been out that, you know, you guys are really, you're ahead of the curve on this. So Chautauqua County's did a really good job of planning and preparation. And, you know, I focused on supporting businesses that were having events. I didn't want to focus on a county sponsored event, you know, just with liability. And, you know, when you hear, you know, terms coming back, you know, a Super Bowl party on steroids, come early, stay late. A lot of those things just make people cringe when you think of, you know, what do we have to provide? What permits do we have to have? What kind of backup do we need? So, you know, we're encouraging others to have events. You know, our airport is sponsoring a fly-in, but other than that, you know, we're just, you know, and I share the same sentiment of emergency services director. He said, you know, I'd rather be over-prepared and underwhelmed than overwhelmed and underprepared. So using that mindset, we've kept that philosophy, and I think we're in a pretty good spot. We'll just, hopefully it's a clear day on April 8th. Western New York weather, you're never too sure, but hopefully it's everything everybody expects it to be.
Remains to be seen, right? And it's an exciting, exciting and also a lot. So it is a lot to prepare for. And it seems a lot to prepare for what in reality will be about 3 minutes. I mean, the whole eclipse, its whole itself will last 2 hours, but
Right.
the path of totality, where that's where you hear about people going to Chautauqua County, going to Niagara Falls, going to all these places along the path. And it's the potential number of visitors for all of these places along the path of totality, especially in the state of New York. This time of year isn't super tourist heavy, I feel like.
No.
This is, I'm North Country native, so coming up on mud season here. So I'm normally like, this is a pause, this is a cool down time, right? So to then prep for hundreds of thousands of visitors, what does this look like from a public safety perspective? You've already talked about, backing up your cellular and making sure that emergency communication is still on board. But even just traffic wise, being prepared from that angle, and then just from an EMS fire safety sort of perspective.
So we uniquely qualified, I tell everybody. We have Route Interstate 90 that runs along the northern border. We do have an international border with Canada and Lake Erie, so something to be aware of. They're expecting thousands of boats on Lake Erie. We also have Interstate 86 that runs across the southern portion of our county, otherwise known as the Southern Tier Expressway. So two major interstates, hundreds of thousands of people there talking and travel that weekend. One of the first kind of hiccups or issues we faced was we recommended this to the schools that it's the first day back from vacation that maybe we ought to look at extending that vacation today, whatever schools could come up with, whether it's an in-service day for students and teachers need to report or whatever. But I was in education for 25 years, and we all know that schools are done. High school is usually done around 2:30. And many districts around here rely on those same buses to take the elementary school kids home. So if you get a bus run out and all the high school kids get dropped off at 2:30, which is really the start of this, well, what do you do if they can't get back? And what do you do for those, 5 through, 10, 11-year-olds that are stuck at school? What if they have medical problems? When was the last time they had something to eat? Were they using the bathroom? Or we get them on the bus, we're going to try to get them home, and now they're stuck in traffic 2, 3 hours. They've got to use the bathroom. They're scared. They're frightened. They might have a medical condition. So the urgency we had from our county is just take the day. We haven't exceeded our snow days last year nor this year. So we just felt it was a precaution. We're also closing our county offices at noon that day and to get our employees off the streets because we just don't know. Right. And the last thing you want to hear is somebody, 3 hours in a car that usually takes a 10 minute, it's really a 10 minute drive. More so these people that might have some medical condition or emergency. So we have 42 fire departments in Chautauqua County, strongly urging each one of them be prepared, man their apparatus, ambulances, have a crew on standby. Around here, it's called crewing up. So we're asking everybody to crew up, make sure they have people and stage things in areas where you might not, expect, to be traffic. For example, in Lakewood, where I'm a member of the fire department, our station's at the bottom of a hill in the village itself. Well, in order to get out, you've got to get up the hill and then out on the Route 394. So if 394 is heavily congested, look in New York City, you got a 15-ton vehicle. That doesn't mean they're going to move for you. Your lights can be as bright and the sirens as loud. So we're just, asking residents, locals, if you're going to be out, plan to park and stay a while. If you're traveling, be cautious. We're urging everybody, if you have to travel that day, do it before noon. Make sure you're hunkered down somewhere, be able to enjoy this. Or if you're going somewhere, go there and get there. But the other thing too is we're asking everybody to have patience, right? Road rage is a known problem, and the last thing we want are residents or visitors, getting involved in a road rage incident. And it could easily happen. We heard stories, county employees were in Tennessee and it took them 10 hours to go 12 miles. Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, when you get to where you're going, have a deck of cards, have a fully charged phone, that sort of thing. All of that preparation stuff that I feel like, there's an expectation that you'll just be able to, I don't know, you're gonna go up to Niagara Falls. You're gonna go out to, I've got family going to Watertown. You're gonna go out to wherever you're gonna go and get to your spot, watch your celestial event, and you're gonna hit the road. But there really is that patience component that will play a huge piece of this. And you had mentioned before that there's a lot of businesses that are putting on their own events in Chautauqua County. Do you know of a couple that are going on? Because there are some events that I've heard of for the eclipse, and not specifically where they are, but there's the elope during the eclipse I've seen. That one is a very fun one. Eloping can take a 3 minute time, that's all. And then there's also there by us at the Egg in Albany, they're going to screen different movies about space during and after the eclipse. So lots of different things like that. What do you have on deck in Chautauqua County?
I know we have a our fly-in fly-by-night, it's being referred to for our county airport. That's one of the options. I know some of the things Southern Tier Brewing Company here, just over the hill from me, about 2 miles away, they're having an event, outdoors. There's always a hotbed of people when they have events. So different campgrounds. We have another place, Panama Rocks, has events. So I don't know exactly. I'm not as in tune with each individual event. I just know a couple. SUNY Fredonia is having a watch party there on campus. A couple of other areas that are, opening up areas. I know Cabana Sam's Sunset Bay Beach Club right on Lake Erie. They're going to have an event, going on that afternoon. So a lot of opportunities. Just it's over 34. If you go to chqgov.com forward slash eclipse, they'll have a list. Chautauqua County Visitors Bureau, CCVB, has a list of all the events that we have here in our county. And there's over 34 I know of. So really exciting, allowing people to capitalize on, some money making. I know the county, we're looking financially. Obviously we enjoy having fun. We want tourists, but you do have to look at the investor, the revenue side of this. And our occupancy tax should see a large spike, that week, and also sales tax revenue. We're telling businesses are being told, stock up on food. Restaurants are usually around here closed on Mondays as kind of a regroup, and Monday's the big event, and you wonder how many restaurants are actually gonna, be seating people indoors at 3 o'clock. 3:18 is supposed to hit here. We do have some outdoor restaurants, but I'm not sure restaurants with outdoor seating. I'm not sure if they're going to be, in full, full bloom at that time or not. It's hard to say. Most of them don't open till, closer to Labor or Memorial Day, but it's an opportunity to make money. So I'm sure people are going to capitalize on that. I encourage them. I know there's one local area. There's one local restaurant. They have ski gondolas as outdoor tables. So I don't know if they're doing anything, but I'm sure they're marketing minded. So they're going to try to capitalize. So, a lot going on. I don't know the details of each one. I know there's just several, but those are just, some of the highlights, that I've heard so far.
Yeah, even if it's just like you're in your own house with your own solar glasses, that's another piece of this too that I feel like is a public safety, public health concern is making sure that people are aware that you do have to wear the nice solar eclipse glasses. And they're not that, especially in Chautauqua County, you can go get the county ones. That was a great, cool, fun thing. And now you've got those little mementos going forward. We picked ours up at a store. We've just got them chilling on our counter. But the fact that you need to have those glasses, and if you're looking at the eclipse through a phone, you could damage your eyes and your phone.
And I put that out with everybody. You're going to get somebody that's just going to try to see if it's true, right? So they're going to maybe put a pair of glasses, the film over their phone. Maybe that'll work. I don't know. We had a press conference, alerting everybody to, the safety and the dangers of watching. And, our chief medical officer was on, and he expressed his concerns and, what people need to pay attention to. So we're excited. I mean, at this point, it's been said, our emergency services director said, there isn't anyone in Chautauqua County. There's probably somebody sitting that might listen to this say, it's me. There isn't anyone that will not know this is happening. There isn't anybody who can say, well, you never told me. We've told as many and every person that we can. We have PSAs going out. We have videos going out. We have press, releases going out. So yeah, to the point, we need to be prepared. And Very fortunate, you know, we made the decision to purchase the glasses. And, you know, ironically, there was a little pushback, you know, but I tell everybody here in Chautauqua County, rest assured, we did not use taxpayer dollars. The money we did use for our solar glasses came from our occupancy tax reserve. So it's for those individuals who have come to Chautauqua County previously or in other years, and, you know, shared your time with us. So we're excited about that. And again, you know, the spike in occupancy tax reserve or occupancy tax, we'll, I'm sure, have a little bit going to the reserve and, you know, we'll be able to, you know, reap the benefits. You know, the real hope is, though, nobody, you know, one, you don't damage your phone, but two, really, it's individuals, just making sure you don't, you know, have any lasting damage. And, you know, unfortunately, as best as we can prepare, I'm sure we're all just waiting for the inevitable. There will be that case we have in every county, you know, the 29 that are directly affected. But who's to say, you know, well, we're preparing everybody. You know, our emergency services director has been very adamant. I do not want to hear anybody come back and say, you never told me so. Everybody's heard.
Everybody's heard. And, yep, and you've been working on this, right? Since, well, you knew about it in March of last year. So we've been, a whole year, we've been having this, you know, percolating. We've been developing it. We've been talking about it. And then really like another push in September. It's been a while. We've known. Unlike the last once in a lifetime that kind of sprang up on everybody in March 4 years ago. So, man, March, what a time for once in a lifetime events, right? Yeah. I mean, I guess this one will be in April, but.
But same, close enough. You know, we had, ironically, our emergency services director, Noel Gutman, he had a packet of information and made sure he personally went to each fire department and delivered them, hand-delivered them to each fire chief and had them sign a paper saying, you got this. Again, he goes, I don't want you to say you never told me. So did we tell you multiple times? We gave you printed documents, you know, at least one time. You signed saying, I did get this document. Now, whether or not you read that, that's completely up to you. But, you know, we are providing every bit of information we can. And I think our residents are pretty excited. You know, we have a unique place where I really understood it was really how expansive this was. We have a unique venue called Chautauqua Institution. It's a unique, just unique place, rare. You know, it's based on religion, arts, recreation, and education. So, you know, you look at those four letters, rare, and it really is a rare, unique place. But the property owners met with me in September of last year, and they said, you know, about 78% of all rentable property on the institution grounds is rented. And that's what, this is a group that's very, it's a gated community, you know, very, homes are very expensive, very elaborate, you know, $14 million homes within this gated community. Average sale, I think last year was about $900,000. So, you know, it's a unique and unique place. And when you listen to say about 75% of their 78% of their rentable properties, and these are people that have properties that, and again, the season here doesn't start until the end of June. So people come in about early part of June to open up their houses, their cottages, and, you know, get ready for the season, you know, the 8 week season, but no way this year they're going to commit to capitalize. And I know uniquely the contractors have a rule. You can only be in there certain months, like in the off season. You have to be out by May 1st, I think, or Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, some of them are, you know, the people that open cottages, the property managers or maintenance people, right? Yeah, we're busy. A lot of places are going to, you know, have their houses open for a weekend and, you know, they go back in and close it, which means, you know, draining all the water, hopefully not all of it, but, you know, draining water out of pipes. And, you know, we've had some weird events in April and May. So yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, there'll be people that prepare for it, but that's why I really realized when the institution's property started to be, you know, gobbled up and rented up, then I'm realizing, wow, this is huge.
This is going to be a big deal. Big deal.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think like our emergency services director said, I can't wait till April 9th, right? You know, like after I actually report and just sit back and enjoy ourselves and just look back and say, well, we got through it. And, you know, again, reevaluate what's happened and, you know, how well we did.
Yeah, that's a page out of an events planner book is can't wait until the day after, right? So
Exactly. Yeah.
and with all this prep and with all this talk and all this, maybe it'll be overcast. It'll be nice to be able to reflect on it and say, yep,
Yeah.
we did that, we saw that, and that, went well is the goal. So
Well, it's what they say. It's a whole lot of prep for, 3 minutes of a year's worth of prep for 3 minutes of activity.
yeah, but 3 minutes, that happens once in a century. So actually, I was just thinking we're coming up on our centennial here at NYSEC. It's been like, I think maybe the last solar eclipse inspired all of the counties to come together. Maybe I'm projecting a little bit, but with 1925. Anyway, so 2024, great year. It's gonna be a great time. 3 minutes out of the whole time. I'm jealous of your path of totality. We're just gonna miss it here in the capital region. Plenty of events, lots of tourism dollars flowing into the state of New York in what is typically an off season. So, thanks to literally the heavens for that. Is there anything as we're coming up on the end of our conversation here? Anything else? Any questions that I haven't asked? Any fun tidbits? Oh, County Executive, where do you plan to watch the eclipse now that you have all of these options?
That's a good question. I was told by my emergency services director that I will be in the emergency operations center at his side. We do have, they call it the penthouse. It really isn't a penthouse. It's just a kind of a box upstairs where some of our mechanical equipment is. So we may decide to go up on the roof and watch it, but I'm with him. I'm more worried about them before and after that 3 minutes. We're so close to Niagara Falls, and to some people that are here, it's water over a cliff. You've been there, we've seen it. I'll be watching it, but it's more like, in my role, I'm probably waiting to see, okay, what happens next? What's going to happen, and how fast are our phones going to ring? And at 5 o'clock, what's going to happen? At 7 o'clock, we'll be getting calls to dispatch. I can't move my car, or, we're stranded here and I'm having an emergency. Those are the types of things that, kind of make me cringe a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I can go anywhere. I'll be back. We have free, but chances are I'll be right here in the county seat, in my office, or our emergency services is, about a half a mile away on a hill. So I'll probably be up there just monitoring, like everybody else, outside during the event.
Yeah, and then
Okay,
staying
it's over now. What?
over
Yeah,
prepared
exactly.
and ready.
Over. And if I'm there, I'm just planning. It's probably going to take me a while to get home. And uniquely enough, if you get off Interstate 90, because that's too busy or too, clogged with traffic. If you come down the Route 394, then you can get on 86. Well, that artery between the two interstates probably going to be clogged, because if 90 is going to be clogged, so is 86. And here we are. It runs right through the county. Actually, the right by the county seat. 394 is the main thoroughfare through Mayville. So yeah, and then you run the risk of for us, back roads. The people that know the back roads, and how. Asking everybody to be safe, be prudent, follow the speed limit. Sometimes we take the back roads because we can go a little faster. But you might get a back road and go a little faster, and somebody that doesn't know where they are, they're not from the area. Again, we just ask everybody to be cautious. Take a deep breath. It's one day. One day we can be a little inconvenienced. We can be delayed in traffic. Could be a If you're waiting 5 or 10 minutes here because of traffic, that's a burden. In this county, we're not used to big city traffic. So if it takes you 5 or 10 extra minutes to get somewhere, that's frustrating. I know myself, I sometimes get that way, but I just ask everybody to be patient, sit back, enjoy the view, take your time and make the best of it.
Well, great. I think that's a great, sentiment to leave off on. And looking forward to it. And hopefully everybody has a great time. And thank you, County Executive, for taking the time today to have the conversation with us about how your county is preparing and the so very exciting celestial event, solar event, that'll come to New York State. So, and everywhere that its path is going through. So I really appreciate your time and your attention today and sharing what's going on in Chautauqua County.
Well, thanks for having me. And we're the kickoff. We're the tip of the spear. We are the first county in New York. So we're going to show you how to do it right in Chautauqua
Tip
County.
of the spear, Chautauqua County. There you go. There, that's a great little slogan.
Yep.
Should have put those on the glasses anyway.
I know.
Well, thank you so very much, and looking forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for listening to this episode of NYSAC's County Conversations podcast. Keep tuning in for more county government-focused conversations, and make sure to subscribe to stay up to date.